into art.
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is the Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, what's up, people? How we doing? It's another beautiful day here in the South Coast in Burnaby, British Columbia. Here at Simon Fraser University, where the sun shines upon us all. It's a little hot. It's a little hot. Yeah. Shout out to the 4 o'clock sun. It's a hot one. Sure is a hot one, eh? So remember to be hydrated. Slip on a hat. Slap on a shirt and slop on some sunscreen. Shout out to the pale folks who need some crazy SPF. It's wild out there. Anywho, this is the Arts Show with me, Jim Gradowski, your host as always. And we, as always, are going to look at some event listings happening in and around town. This is 5 FM, so-called Vancouver, here in British Columbia. Yes. We also got some shows in New West, of course. We shout out to the folks. And as always, you can hit me up on Instagram. Tell me what shows you are interested in having people know about, because that's what I do. Drop me a line. That's Moose, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A, Moose Master. That's me. Drop me online. Tell me what's up. My account is private, but you can still send me a message, I believe. Anywho, let's take a quick little break here to get some messages out of the way.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hey, welcome to returning of this us a time. Let's get some music behind me. Let's see what we're doing on this one. Okay. No, let's see. Let's try this one. How about? Let's try this one. What do we get? Okay. Yeah, I can jive with this. Okay. Yeah, we got the music from Katamari, I believe, behind us. Great soundtrack. Yeah. So we got a ton of events to talk about here in coming up in the next few days. Here we're going Thursday to Sunday, baby. Because stuff does happen on Mondays and Tuesdays. Shout out to Wednesdays as well, but there's only so much time in the day, and typically I'm not going to get into the semantics of the days available. My weekend this is my Sunday. I work 5 days through the weekend. Wednesdays and Thursdays are my weekend. So wherever your weekend lands you, there's some fantastic events to be singing around town. Yeah, we got the Katamari soundtrack from the PS2 game, Katamari Damacy. The one where you roll stuff all over place. Yeah, that's the one. Anyways, let's get you in the know about some stuff happening around town through the power of radio. So tonight, Thursday night, over at the Red Gate, we have Medusa coming in from the UK, from Hell Island, is the joke I always hear. We'll hear some music from them in a little bit here. They're playing with Defectors, long-time running Vancouver rock band. Post-rock?
punk rock. It's a rock band. They've been around forever. They're just synonymous with time stuff. Cryptid's also in the mix, and Spring Break's back on stage after a while. I haven't seen them on a bill in a while, so happy to see those guys back rocking. I remember when they started up on the one of the first one of Music Wastes, probably like in the late mid 2010s. Yeah, that was a good time. I still got some good photos of that stuff back then. Anywho, yeah, Medusa, Defectors, Cryptids, and Spring Break's at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, come through. But if you're in the Brentwood area and you like karaoke, you can come see me. I'm hosting karaoke at the Rec Room tonight, 7 o'clock till 10:30. Come through, sing some songs. Everyone likes karaoke, but some people like to hide their talent. Anywho, moving on. Over at Green Auto, we have Wiles, Tomato Trader, Tractor Beam, and Paisley in the mix here. Over there at the Green Auto, 1882 Pandora Street in the alley. Hello to our listeners near and far. Also, next up at the call ball, we have Beton Arme, playing with First Attack, Toy Tiger, and Code 22. So we'll play some music from some Toy Tiger soon. These guys rock. Really always a fun time to see these guys. So yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's over at the Cobalt tonight, Thursday night. Goodness gracious, this is hot in the studio. Can we get a fan in here? Sheesh. Toasty. Okay. Over at the Wise Hall, Besnard Lakes, coming in from Montreal, joining us out here at the Wise Hall, with playing with House Plants as well. At the Wise Hall tonight, Thursday night. What else have I got on the list here? Last one, we got Tim Holehouse playing with Jesse Lebordet, Blake Pinder, Chaos Disorder and Panic, and Carver. Very stacked bill over at Lana Lou's, 362 Powell Street. Don't forget about the pierogies. You gotta get the pierogies. Very good stuff. All right, so let's see. Where do I want to start? Because honestly, I just want to keep this music going. No, but I can't. We have to eventually move on. We got to play some music here. We're going to go to UK. This is Hook on You by Medusa off their self-titled album. We'll be right back.
fire.
Slowing things down here, Bennett here. And those Toy Tiger before that with Pyromania. And then we got some Wiles in the mix here, switching it up. This is Variations on a Theme. Heard some music. You sure did. Oh boy, it's hot in the studio. That or, you know, I'm just so stoked that to do radio that my body's like, yeah, we're gonna turn you up to 11. Anywho, I hope you're doing cool wherever you are. You just heard some music from Wiles. That was their song. What song was that? Variations on a Theme. Yeah, that's off their album, If You Can Hear Me Now, You're Not Far Enough Away. They're playing at Green Otto tonight, Thursday night, with Tomato Trader, Tractor Beam, and Paisley. Before that, you heard Toy Tiger with their song Pyromania off their album.
La,
Meow Sabotage. Meow. Yeah, so that was a slice of your Thursday night. You know what I could really go for right now? Some watermelon. Oh, that'd be so good. Oh, big crispy watermelon with a bit of tahini. Oh, divine. Yo, okay, here's a fun watermelon thing to do cooking. So what you do, you get some watermelon, and you soak it in soy and marinade and stuff like that, you know, and give it some umami. Let it do that for a while. Throw in some garlic, some spices, like you're marinating a steak almost. And so then you bake it. You bake the watermelon, and it's almost like tuna. It was pretty good. I really liked it. I recommend you find your favorite variation of grilled or baked watermelon. Underrated. Give it a shot. One day we'll do that cooking show. I swear one day. Nicole and I have been hyped up about it at some point, and I know I've been kind of dragging my feet all over the place, but we will do a cooking show one day. At the next lockdown. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Fingers crossed, seriously. But yeah, bake a watermelon. So you've got to marinate it with some nice soy sauce and stuff like that. It's really good. And then you wrap it, and you do it in a little rice cake, or wrap it in seaweed. It's really good. Anywho, let's get you in the know about Friday. Over at the Red Gate, we have Rucky doing a thing with High Dive, H-O-B, and Eden. Yeah, and doing their respective things as well. Not terribly stoked in that first band name, but we shall see. Maybe I'm just saying it wrong. Anywho, that's happening there. Rucky playing this with High Dive, H-O-B, and Eden over at the Red Gate Friday night. Over at Green Auto, we have Sans Singer and the Beautiful Movers playing with Pony Gold, Elliot Seaway, and Dawson Forsey. So it's going to be a very mellow country night, if I do say so. So get ready to bob to, what's the word, sway gently or do some foot stomping at the gig. Open this pit up and sway gently with the homies, side to side, with love. No wall of death, just wall of hugs. You know, we need to. What's the alternative? What's the antithesis of a mosh pit? Is that glomping? No, we're not bringing back glomping. We're not going to bring that back. Anywho, Sam Singer and the Beautiful Movers playing with Pony Gold, Elliot Seaway, and Dawson Forsey as well. Over at Green Auto Friday night. Check it out. Over at the Cobalt, you have the Eliminators in Pure Heaven. So another loud night from a loud place over at the Cobalt. Over there by the Viaduct in China, just outside of Chinatown. Shout out Chinatown. We love our Chinatown. Get some good dumplings. Shout out Newtown. Shout out all the other Chinese bakeries. Shout out Ken's. Shout out Primetime. Rest in peace, Bamboo Village. You were the best. And all those weirdo little dollar stores in Chinatown. So good. I love the place. Smells great. Good food. Nice folks. Shout out Sun Yat-sen. Classical Chinese Garden. My favorite place to hang out. It's like going in there is like, it's like all the sound in all of Vancouver just melts away. You're just there with the trees and the little gazebo, and maybe some ducks, and then you see a turtle amongst the lilies, and a wind goes through and makes the willow tree dance across the water. Oh, it's so sublime, so serene. Go back there right now. I'm gonna go tan at the Sun Yat-sen Chinese Classical Garden. That's what I want to do. And like, hopefully not piss off the geese. God, I hate geese. But the goslings are really cute, okay? I will admit that. Those little goslings are adorable. Gosh, they're so cute. But then they walk into traffic like they own the place. Oh my God. Anyways, Canada Goose, what the hell is up? Dude, did you see that they're doing what the F is up Denny's at the Denny's on Davie Street? So they're gonna have like a hardcore show at Denny's. And I think they have a special burger they made for it. So Denny's is all in on what the heck is up Denny's. So that's pretty exciting. For those who don't know, just look up what the F is up Denny's, and you'll understand. And some proto internet. No, that was pure internet. But like, that was when things were just goofy enough, and no one was. I don't know. I miss the old internet. Everything's kind of died and been homogenized. I'm only on Facebook because it's just convenient to have, and it is integrated with so many things. I don't really like Instagram anymore. Like, you read the descriptions, it's all AI. It's all half-baked clips from a movie that's just interesting enough to pique your interest. And it's just like, this all the dumb, lame brain comments, like, this is mindless, like, the smash this button if, like, thing. Like, it's so bland. So bland. Are geese important? Let's say the geese are kind of important. They usually migrate in the winter to go south, but the weather here is so mild that they don't leave, and there's plenty of food for them. But if you ever see a one-eyed goose, please tell me, because I may know that goose. I may have saved that goose from some crows in its youth. Anywho, get out there, see some people, talk some stuff, mention your favorite dinosaur, go climb a tree, swing on the swings, smile at a dog. Free Palestine. I'm having a great time here. Hope you're doing well, listener. Anyways, I'm going to get back to what I was actually talking about here, about concerts and stuff. I appreciate you listening to me rattle off. This is what radio's for. And guess who didn't take their medication today? That's me. Anyways, Show Me the Body is a band. And they're playing with Ingrown, Emma Goldman, and Smother. So it's going to be a big, big loud show. Shout out to my homies in on that one there. Emma Goldman, what up? So many cool people in that band. Hardcore people are like the nicest people you'll meet. Like, they're so, like, my friend Victoria, who's in this band, and Emma Goldman, like, she's tough, don't get me wrong, but she's actually quite soft-spoken. Yo, shout out Victoria, shout out Felix, shout out Pavel, shout out Haley. Got some MVPs out there in the music scene. Anyways, it's gonna be a pretty sick ass show at the Rickshaw Friday night for that one there. Last but not least, I think I might have one. Yeah, I got one more after this. Or do I? Corb Lund? Corb Lund is in town. He did a great song many, many years ago about the history of horses in warfare. Anyways, if you like your rural Albertan music, this is good stuff. Corb Lund's a good time. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not familiar with all this stuff over the years. But, you know, it's good country music there from Corb Lund there. So just go check it out. It's at the Hollywood Theater. There's a bunch of shows throughout. They have a bunch of shows. Anyways, Tall Mary, Tall Brian, DPQB, and Magic Triangle are playing at the KW. Yeah, I'm glad Tall Brian and Tall Mary, Tall Brain and Tall Mary finally got together and did this bill. We need more tall bands. As a fellow tall person, shout out to the shorties out there. Damn, shorty, you can't even see. Too, fam. Oh my god. I don't even know what the hell that means. God bless you, Toronto. Stay weird. Okay. One more, and then we play some music. Dead Churches, playing with the Fomites, the High Sides, and Dead Fast over in New West. That will be happening at 67th 6th Street. Doors at 7:30, $20 at the door. Yep. Anything else? No, I believe that is it. So let's get into some tunes here. And yeah. Coming up first, we're going to have some music from Tall Mary. This is I'm just shooting one here. This is Shape of the Night. Okay, let's make sure it wasn't like a chiller. Anyways, Shape of the Night.
I'd never say it to family.